Here you go, five short ideas for Parshas Toldos, Shchodesh Kislev, Kislev, Tav Shin, Pei Gimel, and Shmei Tchus Vershim, Vechai Esotila, Vas Ariel Tzipora, Besoch, Sher Choy. So first idea comes to us from the Rebbe Yaakov David of Amshinov, whose yard site is Dal, Kislev, beginning of Kislev, opening third puzzle to our Parsha, Vayetar Yisak L'Hashem, Nochach Ishto Ki Akorahi, Vayasar Lo Hashem, Vatarev Ki Ishto. What happens is, Yisak Damas of Chodesh Baruch Hu and for Rivka, because she was barren, and Chodesh Baruch listens to him, and she became pregnant. And there's a lot of Chazal over here, but I want to focus on the inyan of Lenochach Ishto. What is coming to tell Lenochach Ishto? So Rashi tells us that Yitzchak stood in one corner, and Rivka davened in one corner, and they each davened for. But there's a deeper message to that. That each one of them davened in their own corner. Says the Amshin Rebbe, and this is an incredible lesson. Yitzchak looked at Rivka, Rivka looked at Yitzchak. Yitzchak said, look at my wife Rivka. She comes from the house of Lavan. She comes from the house of Besua. Look at her. Rabbeinu Shem, I come from Avram Avinu, I come from Sarah, I come from Sidkus. But do it for her. Look what she comes from. And Rivka, what did Rivka do in her corner? Rivka was saying in her, Rabbeinu Shem, I don't know what I come from. But a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Look what Yitzchak, he comes from Kodesh Kadashim. Each one of them was telling the Rabbeinu Shem that they should have a schusim in honor of the other one. What an incredible lesson in Shalom Bayis, what an incredible lesson in relationships. And this is Rabbi Nachman 01, Resh Pei Beis, that every person always have to look for the good in everyone. It specifically reminds me another pitara from in Likutei Maran, where I had the schus to speak to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, Shlita, about this inyan, where Rabbi Nachman talks about the inyan of being very, very careful, to be very happy on Shabbos. It's precious to Rabbeinu Shalom to be very happy. And later on, in the second paragraph, he talks, or the third paragraph, Rabbi Nachman's very, very strict that a person should be very careful to only look for the good in other people. And I asked Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter Shlita a few years ago when I was zochah to have some yechidus with him, and I asked him, Rabbi, what's the pshat? What is Rabbi Nachman bringing up to have simcha and Shabbos, and to make sure that we always look for the good in other people? What does it do with each other? And he said so beautifully and so simply, with pshitas, with Rabbi Nachman's beautiful way. A person who is always looking for the good, always looking for the light, always looking for the positive in other people, it's very easy to be besimcha during the week, and it's even more besimcha to have the neshama yisera on Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, you're a positive person, you're always looking for hope, and for the good, and for the kindness, and the light in every single person. Every situation is not going to be so easy, but if you're a positive person, it's going to be very easy to be besimcha on Shabbos. When you're simcha throughout the week, then you can be simcha on Shabbos. We're getting a parenthetical word again, but Lamai says it connects beautifully. It says, you're not allowed to kindle a fire on Shabbos. Pasha Pshat. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita is safer on Shabbos. They collect from the Chasam Sofer. What does that mean? You're not allowed to light a fire? You're not allowed to fire on Shabbos, but you're supposed to light your fire for Shabbos during the week. You can't just come to Shabbos expecting that you're going to be able to feel Shabbos. You have to light that fire before you even get to Shabbos. Come Chanukah, you can't just come to Chanukah and wait for the Or of Chanukah to hit you. You have to be able to make sure to prepare yourself. That's the whole Indian Rabbi Nachman saying, a person must be with Simcha on Shabbos. You have to live, have to get to Simcha, you have to live with positivity and with Or and with light throughout the entire week. Yitzchak and Rivka found the good, found the Shabbos and Rivka. Rivka found the Shabbos and Yitzchak. Each one of them, right? Each one of them finding in the corner thinking about not themselves. What does the Medrash say? Yitzchak started for Rivka, Rivka started for Yitzchak. Not that they were down for themselves. They said, look, Yitzchak is a Rivka. She comes from love and Basu. And Rivka said, no, Yitzchak comes from Avram and Sarah. What an incredible lesson to always look for the good in each other. And that'll spill over to Shabbos, that'll spill over to any Yontif when you always have that positive light. Incredible idea from Rav Yaakov David of Amshinov, Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, and the Chasam Sofer. Wow, that was a long one. Idea number two. Idea number two comes from Rav Soloveitchik. Very appropriate, unfortunately, for nowadays. The Pasuk says, the next Pasuk, Chafei Chabez, I tells you about him, Berkirba. The children were crushing within here. Says Rav Soloveitchik, and he gives a very simple lesson in anti-Semitism. You would think that this was written last week, but it was written a few years back. It's quoted in Pinia. Rav Schechter quotes from the Rav. People mistakenly think that anti-Semitism in general began due to economic and political motivations, while the hatred of the Arabs or the Jews started with the Zionist movement. And the antipathy of the anti-Semite is not due to external factors, but is a prenatal tendency. It's something, there's no reason, rhyme or reason, like Goldberg said last week from the pulpit. Even if every Jew was good and kind and caring and didn't do anything bad, the world would still hate us. And listen to what he says here. The Midrash says halacha biyadua she'Esav sones Yaakov. It's a halacha biyadua that Esav will always hate Yaakov. The Nagis will always hate Yaakov. There'll always be Kari's and colonies throughout the world, because the hatred of Esav for Yaakov is a permanent feature of our history. Says the Rav, there's a fundamental conflict between the holy and the profane. The Jew is eternally different than the non-Jew, and Knesset Yisrael is different from any other nation. Says the Rav, every Jew could be good. And it's not a political Democrat, Republican, basketball, black, white, green, purple. At the end of the day, it's halacha b'yadua, like the Lubavitch Rebbe brought down from Chazal. Har Sinai, Sinai is a lashon of sunnah. As soon as we got the Torah, we became different, we became holy. And that's exactly what the Rav is saying here. By Yisrael Zabon and Bekirba, there's always going to be an Esav versus Yaakov throughout the world. Rav Schechter explains so beautifully when it comes to the kfura of a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. The issue to bury a Jew in a non-Jew cemetery does not apply only to Chachila. Even b'dieved, if a Jew is mistakenly buried among non-Jews, we are obligated to remove the mace and bury it in Kavir Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik related there was a question whether in this situation it would be permissible for a Kohen to exhume the body and be buried in a Kever, unlike the view of the Moser Banim. Rav Chaim was of the opinion that since it's such a great bizayon ha-mace to remain buried among non-Jews, such a mace has the status of a mace mitzvah, and a Kohen is permitted and mechuyuv to metame himself for the purpose to save the mace from the disgrace. Says Rav Chaim, there are long bridges and there are short bridges, but there's not a bridge long enough to bridge the gap between a Jew and a non-Jew. The difference is so great. A Jew has Kedushas Yisrael, where a non-Jew, though he has mitzvos, does not possess Kedusha. What an incredible lesson. That's exactly what the Rav is saying over here. Like Joseph and Mikabe, we could be doing all the great things in the entire world, but when there's Kedusha, when you have Kedushas Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael, so much so comes down to when there's a mace mitzvah, and then if a Jew is buried, Achman al-Son or not, and a Kohen can even go, it's Mechuyav Zazar Chaim, to go into that, make sure to be able to bring it into it, because a Jew lives differently, says the Rav, and a Jew dies differently than the rest of the world. At the end of the day, we look in the world, we see anti-Semitism for this, it's going to be until Mashiach. There's no rhyme or reason. It's just what it is. Our job is to be a light unto the nations, as the Rav Shechter says, to be from the Navi Yishaya, to be an Or LaGoyim, to be a light unto the nations. Third idea comes from Degel Nachan Ephraim, the grandfather of the Baal Shem Tov, excuse me, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Chafet Chafet. They called him Esav. Next pasuk, he called him Yaakov. Why is it, says the Degel Malchut Ephraim, when it comes to Esav, it's Lashon of Rabim, by Yikru'u, and by Yaakov, it says Lashon of Yochid, just by Yikra. And he says, Al-Darach Memesh, we know that Esav refers to the Sheker, and Yaakov refers to Emes. Esav, it refers to all the evil and negative of the world, and Yaakov is Emes, as the pasuk says, Micha Titin Emes to Yaakov. There's a lot of sheker throughout the world. Most of the world is sheker. Right? This whole world, the Gemara says that, right? It's olam hafach. The whole world is an Esav. The whole world is negativity. Yaakov, right? So this v'yikru is loshen rabim. Loshen rabim means that there's a lot of v'yikru, there's a lot of Esav throughout the world. But our job is to be titan emes Yaakov, to be a yachid. It's our job to be able to find the light amongst all the darkness, right? Yavan zuchoshech. Right, as the start of the month of Kislev, there's a lot of darkness in the world. We need to be like the Yaakov, you know, Tita Emes Yaakov, to be that Yochid, to stand up for what's right, stand up for what's moral, what's ethical. And this is what Yaakov got in Tita Emes Yaakov. Where did he get them from? He got them from his Zedek, got them from Avram Avinu. As Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kutu Tanyana, before he starts everything, he says, Avram Ha'ivri. Why is it called Avram Ha'ivri? Not just Avram, he's the Hebrew. Because Avram Ha'ivri, that the whole rest of the world was on one side of the Yarden, and he was on the rest of the world. He found the Rabbonu Shom. He found the Indian of monotheism, that there's only one God. There's no sun God and a moon God and the stars. There's one God to believe in. Echad Hayah Hayah Viviyah. That's the whole Indian. The Yikru. There's a lot of plural of Esav. There's a lot of sheker and falsehood throughout the world. There's only one Yachid. There's only one Emes. And Shin Kof Reish. Right now, the Ram tells us is that the Gemara says that Shin Reish. All those letters that there's no foundation goes right down. But at Aleph Mem and Tuf, they all have all those letters have a foundation. Sheker is easy. The Sram say that Shin Kof Reish. Those are letters that come. They're right next to each other in Aleph base. Aleph is the beginning, Mem is the middle, Tuf is the tough. Things that take a long time. It takes time to be able to get there. It takes time, right? Esav is usui, comes out made, of Shor says. Everything comes made. Everything's made for you? That's not real. Emes, you have to work for it. One in the beginning, a little in the middle, a little at the tough at the end. Then you get something to real, something that's significant, something that's faithful and truthful. Oh, what an incredible idea from the Degel Malchut Ephraim. Rabbi Nachman and Rav Shor from the Svar. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the base of Israel of Ger, the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Emir Emes. By when Esav sold the bechorah. Vayochav vayesh vayochav vayelach vayivez Esav es habechorah. And Yaakov sells the bechorah. Lentil soup that Avraham Avinu passed him away. He went and he ate. He embarrassed and he shamed the bechor. Says the Beis Yisrael, we can learn. He learned this as a small cheder, as a young boy in the cheder. He ate. He ate without washing his hands. I guess there was some bread by the soup. Some croutons. He drank without a bracha. Vayelach means that he got up without benching. Vayelach means he got up without benching. And vayelach bli nenatshik his mezuzah, and he left without kissing the mezuzah. The shal ha'im gam ayom melamdim kin. He says the basic source says are there melamdim who would teach this day nowadays. He says the Esav wasn't just one thing that he sold the bechor for lentil soup. Is that for number one vayochal he didn't wash. Number two he didn't make a bracha. Number three vayochem he didn't do bench. And number four he didn't take the mezuzah. He didn't take the kedusha with him. Our jobs when we do holy things we become changed people, become different people. And he goes on to explain over here that the Eretz HaChaim quotes the Zohar, says, Vayivez Esav as HaBracha, as HaBachayra, HaBachayra Oisiz HaBracha, Shehalach Lo Berch Samazan. It wasn't just an Indian, says the Zohar, that Esav just sold the bracha, sold the firstborn, is that he didn't bench. Because sometimes we think that, you know, if I sin, I'm just going to be able to just sin. No, if a person loses the battle, you lose the battle, but you have to win the war. Like we always say the Torah from the different Shal Majits, when it's coming in a few weeks in Parshas Vayishlach, right, and Yaakov has to separate the two camps. So what happens? He says, okay, well, at least I have the first camp, I have the second camp, Hanisha Lefleta. So the whole Indian says it to yourself from Chazal Kushmer. So lose the battle. Let Esav take the battle. He's gonna take the first group. That doesn't mean Yaakov was willing to lose Leah. I'm talking about metaphorically the Yitzhar. Esav was the Yitzhar. This is Chazal Kushmer. You lose the battle. Don't throw in to be atzvus and lazy and sad and depressed and sin. Lose the battle. You win the war. You pick yourself up. But here, by Esav sold it. Then what happened? Then he didn't eat. Then he didn't wash. And then he didn't eat. Then he didn't make a bracha. And then he didn't bench. And then he didn't make. Of course, he saw all those things by Yosef. At the end of the day, we have to be the opposite. Even if we do something small or something big, get back on the track, you get back on the lane to do your best to find the kind, to find the light, and you're able to get back on the horse. Idea number five. Idea number five comes all the way. We go all the way to Chamishi. When Yitzchak makes this agreement with Avimelech, he makes going to make a big mishnah and they eat and they drink. It says the Rabbarcha Mezhbish, another grandson of the Baal Shem, the Degelmach, and Ephraim was the grandson. Rabbarcha Mezhbish was another grandson. But the Meshuvah says, you can learn from here, when a person makes a marriage for a son, you'll be able to make a wedding, you make a marriage, you'll be able to, it's an in to be able to have parnasa. And the Orla Shemaim, the Abda Rav, the son of the Yisrael, brings a remnant for this, Vayasla Mishta, Kishoisim Simchas Nisun, Vayokhul Yishtu, Bala Parnasa Kholta. If a person wants to make a wedding, the Rabbonu Shem will help you. If you're doing things for the right reasons, the Rabbonu Shem is going to be able to bring you. That says when you make a simcha, not only by wedding, bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, you make a bris, says the Chayil Ben, what do they call? You call the Baal Simcha. What's a Baal Simcha? Shu Bailim Ala Simcha. The Koychla Shfil Simcha Lachem. You have the ability to exude, to give brachas, to give simcha, and to give shefa. And a person has the Rabbonu Shem bestowing him with goodness. It's a time now for the Rabbonu Shem is giving you good things to share with others. Rav Baruch HaMeshba says that when a person is making suun, he gives parnasa. The Chayyidah said, you're about simcha from this puzzle. I asked the Mishra, Ayochav Yishtub, that Yitzchak was able to come with Avimelech, and a tremendous shefa comes down for parnasa. But says the Chayyidah, when you're about simcha, they give off simcha. But listen to what Rav Uri Shul says from Rav Shlomo of Kalin. He says, when a person comes to any mitzvah, or it comes to a milah, or it comes to a nisun, a bar mitzvah, the Rabbonu Shem opens up the chariots and you can add down for anything you want. And the person be so careful. Every simcha is never going to go correctly. There's always going to be something wrong with the table, or with the music, or with the band, with the dessert. He said, it's an avon godol to make sure you stay besimcha. Don't let the little things. Someone always told me, when I'm at your wedding, don't look at the next person you're going to dance with. Focus on the moment. And everything's never going to go the right way. Always focus on the moment. Take it every minute, says Rav Shlomo of Karlin, brought down by the Sraf of Ulius Trellis, to be able to make sure when you're having that simcha, specifically with simcha shemitzvah, or of a wedding, or a bris, or bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah, never think everything's going to go correctly, because at the end of the day, it's not. And it's a test. And when a person is able to override that, and able to take in every minute, you're bringing down tremendous shefa when you have that ability to override that human nature to always want everything to be perfect, but realize it's not going to be. When you do that, you have the ability to give a tremendous shefa to you and to your family. So I just want to review these five ideas. We start off, there's the first idea of Yaakov, David Amshinov, said that the Pesach says, Vayata Yitzchak, Allah Hashem, Nadal Nochach Yishto. Rashi says from the Medrash, that Yitzchak davened his corner, yeah, Rivka davened his corner, but Yitzchak was davened thinking of Rivka. Rivka comes from Lavan and Besuel. Yes, she had Devorah, we'll talk about that maybe in Blinet or another time. But she came from negativity, she came from evil, she came from nothingness. Rivka looked at Yitzchak and said, Bonus, look at Yitzchak, Avram and Sarah. This is what he deserved. Each one was honored for each other. This is Rabbi Nachman, this is Rabbi Nachman Yud Zayin, Tanyana Yud Zayin. He said to be similar about Shabbos, don't just look for the good in each other. And I asked Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechet, what's the two to do together? He says, when you're Simcha, you're always looking for the light, the positive throughout the week, then it's very easy to be Simcha on Shabbos. The whole thing to be Simcha on Shabbos. You can't come in most of our age, but you can't make a fire on Shabbos, says the Chosim Sofer, Rav Moshe Wilson Shlita writes it, but you're supposed to light that fire during the week. You can't come to Shabbos without preparing for Shabbos. You can't come to anything holy without preparing yourself. But each one of them, always looking for the good, always looking for the positive light. Yitzchak found the light, and Rivka found the light, and Yitzchak, idea number two. Idea number two of Salvechik says that Yitzchak's Abadim or Kibla, Esav's always going to hate. Esav is always going to hate Yaakov. That's a medrash, and that's a dover yadua. No political, no economical. Like Rabbi Goldberg said last Shabbos, all the Jews in the entire world doing the right thing. At the end of the day, there's always going to be that. There's always going to be that hatred. And Rav Chaim, or the Rav's grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker said, at the end of when there should be a base meitz mitzvah, a Jew would be buried in an Jew cemetery. There's a mitzvah for even a kohen to be able to go transfer because a Jew dies differently, and a Jew lives differently, a Jew dies differently. There's the kedusha Yisrael. There's Kedusha. And it's not that we're better, but we have the Rebbeinu Shem, the Chelek Mamash. There's no Mamash in the rest of the world. That's not something for us to go to. It's a responsibility. It's a privilege. It's a badge of honor. And that's something that we have to take seriously. It's been Orla Gorim, like Rav Shechter always says, for the Navi Yishad to be aligned to the nations. Idea number three. Idea number three, the Degel, Vayikru Shemam Ezov. Why is it Vayikru Loshen Rabban by Vayikru by Yaakov Loshen Yachid? There's a lot of sheker in the realm. Most of the world is sheker. Most of the world is shaken and fresh. Things are going to be easy. And Yaakov's teaching Emes to Yaakov. Emes is hard. You have to try your best to be ma'at. Person's going to be able to realize whatever comes easy, that's sheker, shin kudrish. Aleph Mem Tuf, Rav Shor says, Aleph Mem Tuf, things are going to be drawn out. That takes a long time. That person's going to be able to realize, got to be able to be for the long run. That's what the Gemara says, that Shin Kofresh, all those letters are together. That when things are easy, it's not real. Alf Mem Tav, that's when things are lasting. That's what the Yikru is a lot. Lashon Rabba, by Yikru, Yachid. And where did Yaakov be able to get that from? From Avram Avinu, he's the Avram Ivri. The rest of the world is doing one thing. He's on the other side of the Yarden, finally, the Bonash Adina before. And then before we said from the base Yisrael, by Yocha, by Yishtu, what did he say? Not only did Esav, there was the Mevazah, the Bechorah, by Yochal, he ate without making a bracha. Without doing the tilas adayim, by yisht, without making a bracha, by yikam, without making benching, by yilch, without kissing the mezuzah. Esav says it. Once I'm done, I'm done. I'm throwing the towel. But the very Yisrael teaches us, and this is the Zohar. The Zohar first says that the chor is also in bracha. He didn't bench. The very Yisrael says, if you lose the battle, don't lose the war. So the Yisrael in Chazak Koshim next week's parsha, and in a few weeks in Ba'yishlach, when Esav is going to be Yaakov's going to meet Esav, Esav is going to win. Beat one family. At least we'll have the rest of the initial fleet. Look how much you have left. Don't throw in the towel to be atzos and atzos and be sadness and depressed. Move on and learn from your mistake. Finally, the fifth and final idea: when a person's with Besimcha Yasta and Mishav Yochel Yishtov, says Rebbecha Meshmish, but you see from the transaction of the bris of Yitzchak and Avimelech, person able to make a nisuin, the person is able to bring down tremendous parnasa, tremendous idea that the chosid says, your baal simcha, make sure you have to bring about that your baal simcha, you have to, not only you have to bring parnasa on yourself, ayasa, mishi, make a mishav, ayuch, mishi, you're able to eat, and you have parnasa. Says the chosid, be your baal simcha, you give out simcha to others, and Rav Shlok told us from Mishol Makarlin, when your person is able to do simcha shemitzvah, or nisuin, or bris, make sure there's the holiness of the gates are open, mamash and shemaim, make sure to use everything for positivity, don't let the little yitzhar get in the moment, stay in the moment, make sure to be able to stay in the moment and appreciate every little minute of the positive of the kedusha of light. We should be zochet, always find the light and the goodness in each other and ourselves in every situation, to realize at the end of the day to be aligned to the nations, to realize to find what's emes in our life, to realize that even if we lose the battle, don't lose the war, to always do our best. And finally, fifth and final idea, to make sure when we have simcha digger things in our moments in our lives, or simcha mitzvah, to make sure to take in every single minute of every single second.